Now, here's a worrying figure, a very worrying figure, and it's a very serious statistic. The number of children being diagnosed with autism in Northern Ireland has more than doubled in 5 years. I want to speak to Kerry Boyd, who's the head of Autism NI. Kerry, good morning.
Hello.
Kerry, this is a very worrying stat, and it I suppose, prompts me to ask, what exactly is the test for autism? Where's the bar for autism if we are doubling the figures in 5 years?
Well, it's nothing to do with the test. The test is the same test, and it's tested through by a multidisciplinary team. A number of different professionals would work with the child to diagnose that child, and it's all done through obviously the NICE guidelines. So it's nothing to do with that. It would be more to do with it's better awareness, and people understand the condition better, the professionals themselves understand it better, and diagnosis of autism only began in the mid-1990s in Northern Ireland, so the late 1990s. Prior to that, families had to take their children over to England to get a diagnosis. So we are a way behind in the diagnosis over here anyway. So it really is us catching up on what probably the UK has seen 20-odd years ago. And it should be noted that there's probably a lot of adults with autism who haven't been diagnosed who are living in Northern Ireland at the minute because of the late diagnosis in the 1990s.
Yes, it's, the reason I ask you the question, we tend to, and you know, unfortunately we do know some families who are facing incredible challenges with a child who's autistic, and it's very evident that the child is autistic and it almost needs care around the clock, right through to, I had a conversation not very long ago, I'll not say whether it was with a male or a female, but with a person who's in their 20s who said to me as part of the conversation, I'm autistic, and they don't manifest any symptoms of autism at all. Like they're holding down a perfectly capable of holding down a job, a wonderful company, not a challenge to be with. I'm just wondering, I'm asking this through ignorance. How is that person autistic?
Well, they obviously are autistic because they've been diagnosed as having autism, but they are most likely to have Asperger's syndrome, which is a form of autism, and therefore that means that they do have difficulties with social and communication, and you may not see that within your conversation with this one person because they may be trying their best to, you know, hold a conversation with yourself, but they may be feeling very uncomfortable. They may have copied communication skills from other people over the years. They may not feel that naturally. So there's different types of autism, and you're talking about autism probably with a learning disability, which you're used to seeing, but this would be more on the higher end of the scale, Asperger's syndrome. And those people who have that still have the same difficulties as everyone with autism do through social and communication, imagination, and also sensory. Things like flickering lights, you know, if you're sitting in a room with a light flickering, somebody with Asperger's could get distracted very easily by that. Noise as well, they may not be, they may be hypo or hypersensitive to noise and things like that. So there's a number of different issues that somebody with Asperger's, as I presume that's who you were speaking to, may be able to cover up better. The likes of Anthony Hopkins there recently came out as having autism last year, Asperger's syndrome, and yet you wouldn't have guessed that. But yet a lot of actors can copy other people very well, and that's why they're actors, because they don't maybe learn it innately themselves, but they've watched other people over the years and learned how to behave like that. But they still have very serious things like mental health issues, which go alongside the Asperger's syndrome. There was a report done recently by Autistica, the biggest research charity in the UK for autism, and it was saying that you're 8 times more likely to commit suicide if you've got Asperger's or autism because of the mental health issues that go alongside that, because people don't understand it, don't understand that these people are feeling very uncomfortable in social situations and things like the school environment or university, or even in the employment as well, because maybe they don't want to tell people they've got autism, but it's there.
Of course. And so before the 1990s, people would have had it as well. Were they just seen as awkward or odd or uncooperative? And they were suffering the whole way through that?
Well, they may have been diagnosed maybe with a learning disability or mental health issues. That's what we presume. Or, as you say, they're just a bit odd in that. But they would have been very much isolated, the same as many of our autistic community are today. But the point is, that shouldn't have happened. People today have the right to lead the same lives as everybody else and be as independent as everybody else, and they need that extra support. So that shouldn't have been going on, obviously. So nowadays, we have recognised it as being autism, and therefore these adults and children need that support, both within the community and also in the school environment and employment as well.
It's amazing that you say in the community in terms of health and in the school environment. It just like says to me on, you know, a waving of a flag in front of me, we don't have a health minister, we don't have an education minister, yet in all we are doubling the number of kids or young people or people generally who are being diagnosed with autism. Like the government really have to do something about this, don't they?
Oh, 100%. Autism and I sit on the all-party group in autism. And we meet once a month at Stormont with different MLAs to go through the different issues. And the MLAs do meet, and they're very, very supportive of autism and providing the need for better autism services. But the point is, whenever the Autism Act came in 2011, and Northern Ireland passed the most comprehensive piece of single disability legislation in Europe, the Autism Act, and the strategy that was attached to that is still not being implemented the way it should be. There was three action plans that were part of that, and we still haven't got the first one done, and all three were supposed to be completed by 2020. So you can see that the autism services are very, very poor, and things aren't being done basically because Stormont isn't up and running, and the excuse that we keep hearing is there's no Minister for Health in position to make decisions on certain things, yet we've doubled the amount of children coming through who have autism, but the budget hasn't increased to reflect that.
Another call. So many calls made on this programme for our government to do what they're paid to do. But from your perspective, you see it through the focus of families who have children coping with autism. And maybe it's one of the calls that they might listen to. Thanks for speaking to us this morning, Kerry. Thank you.